This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
And so on, we call the deep state now. We even have a word for it. I've been writing about this for decades. Now people are actually calling it the deep state. So you have these networks, and they are there to control the politics, government administration, major corporations, the banking system and finance, and the media, ownership of the media, to control perception by controlling information. And part of these different pyramidal hierarchies, with the cult at the top, include control of the medical systems in each country, control of health systems, control of the big pharma, big pharmaceutical cartel, mainstream medicine arena. So this is going on in every country, with the central point, I call it the spider, dictating, just like a transnational corporation dictates to its subsidiaries, and they're all working to the same agenda, the same blueprint. And there's two mass mind control, mass mind perceptual manipulation techniques that this cult uses to advance its agenda. One I called a long time ago problem reaction solution, where you covertly create a problem. You get your unquestioning media, have we seen that or not in the last few weeks, to tell the public the version of that problem you want them to believe, and you want the public to be saying in a state of fear and anxiety or outrage, something must be done, what are they going to do about it? And then those who've covertly created the problem and got that reaction then openly offer the solutions to the problems they've covertly created and blame someone else for. And there's another version of that which I have called no problem reaction solution. That's where you don't need a real problem, you need the perception of one. Weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. There was a no problem reaction solution to justify the invasion with all its ongoing consequences of Iraq. There's a no problem reaction solution called human-caused climate change, which when you break down the facts as opposed to the propaganda is absolutely unsupportable. And then we come to current events and a colossal of historic unprecedented proportions no problem reaction solution, the global pandemic. So with that background, how have they pulled it off? Well, I go back to the fact that each country has its own subsidiary network of the cult, whose job is to impose the will of the cult centrally dictated. And therefore, these different subsidiaries can work as one unit when, to the public, they're different countries, there are borders, there are different races and political systems. Actually, at the cult level, there are no borders. This is vital to understand. Something else I've been saying for decades before this started is the blueprint for the global Orwellian fascist society, the technocracy, is China. I said what they are doing and what they've done, this has been my books for years, they have had a fierce, vicious dictatorship in China for a long period. This means, unlike in the West, where until now, no longer, they've had to pay lip service to freedom and democracy and all that stuff. In China, what we want, we're bloody doing. And so they've been able, through simple imposition,
to beta test it all, and now they're rolling out their globalist model, not the Chinese model, the globalist model. See the full interview. There's another 2.5 hours of it. It's really powerful. At band.video. Share it from newswars.com. You are the resistance. Our special guest joins us on the other side.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run. It'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around, what goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that, and I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said, on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now.
Jones, your host, and Alan Keyes, as usual, is on fire. LoyalToLiberty.com. I'm not going to go over his whole background, but he was a military brat, lived all over the world, and a lot of his family have been, you know, a great patriots in our military. He was appointed by Ronald Reagan to be the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. He's an author, talk show host, TV host. He's pro-life, pro-liberty, but I want to get him on so he has time here. We'll also take some calls for him at the bottom of the hour. I'll give the number out. Bottom of the hour or start of the next segment. But here are the topics he wanted to get into, and that's right when I wanted him on about to talk about. China and the virus are attacking us, but the real enemy is fear. Given the open-ended nature of the coronavirus threat, no vaccine can defend us against the real threat, which is the destruction of our God-endowed right, liberty, sovereignty, the Constitution that preserves this, and other points he'll get to. So, Alan, great to have you back. Please, you got the floor, or I'll interrupt. Now give us the state of where we're at right now, because I see a global catastrophe. The UN admits 135 million beginning to starve, millions starving to death, 300,000 a day extra now starving to death. I guess Bill Gates and the eugenicists are getting their way of depopulation while we're taught to live under martial law.
Well, I think that the first thing we have to realize is that this is an assault. And it's in a key way an assault on the entire West, as it used to be called, countries in North America and in Europe and Australia and other countries like this, that have been the bulwark against totalitarian tyranny since before the Second World War, obviously, but especially in the aftermath of that war. And I think that this is being orchestrated in a way that, you know, there's this question. Did the Chinese virus come out of the laboratory? Well, I think now a lot of facts are on the table that suggest to people who are willing to look at it that that's the most plausible thing that happened. But that's not the key question. What were they doing in that laboratory? And unless you're crazy and have no interest whatsoever in helping to defend this country, you have to think through the likelihood that what they were doing, they did on purpose, because all the behavior after this whole crisis began, and supposedly in Wuhan and the release of the virus there and so forth, they were deceitful and doing everything possible to make sure that the virus would have an opportunity to spread to other countries, and in particular, to our country. Did they do that as an afterthought, taking advantage of the crisis, as these leftists always say, or was it planned as a crisis? I happen to tend in the latter direction and think that this is a planned strategy being directed against us, and that sadly we're playing into their hands. But I also think that when we come to our senses, we have all of the things necessary to make head against it. We are a people renowned, in fact, for, first of all, our courage. And they are counting entirely on our fears, and I think they're making a mistake. Americans didn't respond to the quarantine and to our leaders asking us to do something for the quarantine because we're all afraid of dying. That's what they're hoping. I think we responded to it because we don't believe in doing things that put other people in danger. So if you ask us to do something that will help to minimize danger to others while we get the situation assessed, they don't mind. But once it becomes clear that staying in this situation is going to pose greater harm to the country than good, they want to see us get out of it. They don't intend to be patsies for some strategy to overthrow our sovereignty, overthrow our self-government, overthrow especially our economy, and in the end even destroy our ability to defend ourselves with our military. These are the implications across the board of this crisis. If we continue to act as if we can shut down our economy and then bankrupt our people's government. In other words, the government of the United States as such represents us, the people. If we go head over heels in debt to a point where we can't repay it, we then destroy the full faith and credibility of our government and put ourselves under the control of whoever happens to be holding our debt and able to back up that holding because they've moved out of the dollar and done other things to protect themselves.
And who's that? Communist China. And that's why Trump said.
That's Communist China, among others, but it's also a lot of these billionaires, including Bill Gates and others, who have been positioning themselves to be effectively the fifth column that inherits the power and the control of the U.S. government once the American people have been removed from the picture. So I think we've got this clearly to deal with. But I also think as a people, as we come to our senses, we have the wherewithal to deal with it. And pray God, Donald Trump is in fact the leader he seems to be, who will be on our side in this process. But that, I think, is what we have to make sure is happening. And we have to second that motion with every kind of understanding, analysis, facts that we can put at the disposal of the president so that he doesn't have to feel that he's going to be destroyed politically because he gets out from under the grip of the Fauci-like people who are essentially pushing him in a direction that destroys America.
And, of course, Fauci is heavily involved with coronavirus research at Wuhan that was made illegal here. So he and Obama, this is mainline news, in 2015, 2016, moved it there. And I've never heard a more reasoned boil down in just 5 minutes that you just gave, Ambassador Keyes, to what's happening, and that's exactly what's unfolded. And now the Democrats are like, sorry, the lockdown never stops. It's going to go on for years, and we're going to bankrupt America. And again, I know you're focused on America, but when we move to third world status, the third world dies in mass. So if Trump comes out and points out that even the UN with one hand is hyping this authoritarianism and the virus and the lockdown and praising China while criticizing us, but with the other hand, their food director says 135 million extra are going to starve to death, 300,000 a day already dying. I looked the numbers up. They're pretty accurate. If Trump uses that and says, man up, America, like Bolsonaro's doing, and explains, yeah, it's terrible folks are dying from this virus, but the media's way hyping this up to kill the economy. They're doing this for political power. We're killing the third world, millions of them. Well, Americans will man up now, but they're showing us that the deep state wants this to be a permanent emergency.
Well, they certainly are. I mean, and it's not going to be a permanent emergency. It's going to become a permanent totalitarian state in which we no longer have much say in our government because it's been taken over by the bureaucrats, the politicians who are part of this adventure, who will no longer, by the way, really be elected in any fashion that we control. And it's going to be controlled by those who control the financial resources, because we will have destroyed our full faith and credibility so that the U.S. government can't borrow money and will therefore be at the mercy of the folks.
So this is the greatest threat since our founding, and global tyranny is now descending upon the planet with the stated goal of Bill and Melinda Gates and all of them of global depopulation. How do we trust the person that says he wants to get rid of everybody and there are too many people to now give us an inoculation?
Well, I'm not sure we as yet are in a position where we really have to talk about him that much. Because he hasn't defeated us yet. We're not out of this picture. We haven't been battered down to nothing or anything like that. What we do in the course of the next month or two is going to determine, however, what kind of a future we have. And I think people are already indicating, look, we cooperated with this. We have the goodwill to do that. We have the self-discipline to do that. But they're now reminding our leaders that we also have the guts and intelligence to recognize when something's being put over on us, that will destroy us as a free nation, destroy us as a decent self-governing people, and put us under the yoke of the kind of totalitarian tyranny that abandons conscience and destroys humanity itself by the many tens of millions. We won't have it. And I think it's time we remembered that and started to look for the specific things we must now do in order to make sure that we put in motion all the things that are needed for us to get past this imposed crisis so that it doesn't produce the result those who have imposed it on us expect.
Well, Ambassador Alan Keyes, we've got to take the interview today and boil it down to 10 minutes, that first five, and you talk about solutions when we come back. And I'm going to personally try to make sure that we send it to everybody, our listeners send it to everybody, and that somehow President Trump gets it, because you're absolutely right when you say a month, maybe 2 months, and then things are going to be basically irreversible unless we go to war. And if we leave the very deep state in that's helping orchestrate all this, I don't see any hope. We better warn everybody now that there's not much more time to turn it around. Let's talk about how bad it's going to get if we don't turn it around, but then let's talk about solutions when we come back with former Ambassador of the United Nations, Alan Keyes, and his websites are excellent. LoyalToLiberty.com and IMTV.us. We'll be right back. Please stay with us. I'm Alan Jones. Please tell everyone you know, however you're listening or watching, to tune in now. This is Beyond Critical. God bless you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By the way, Band on Video is getting about five times the traffic it was just getting a month ago. And so I know some of the streams have been breaking up. There have been some glitches, some problems. It deals with the back end of the site. We're not Google. We're not Facebook. We don't even have one millionth the money they have. That's why it takes a ton of money to build the infrastructure. Millions and millions of dollars come in every few months in gross. But then half that's the product cost. And then all the legal fight the Democrats in the deep state. And then the infrastructure we've got is operated on a shoestring compared to that. So please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your affordable foods. We actually have them. Get things like krill oil that's so good for your body. That's back in stock. X2 back in stock, 50% off, and so much more. But we are working on Band.Video. That's why we're supporting other folks that have their own platforms as well. Hell, if we can't do it, I'll just work with others that seem to know how to do it. But we're doing everything we can here, ladies and gentlemen. So thank you all for your prayers and everything else. And take all the videos off Band.Video and just re-upload them on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Just don't put my name in them or things like that, or they'll ban them. But this is a resource for everybody. All right, going back to former ambassador to the United Nations, appointed by Ronald Reagan, Alan Keyes, a real patriot. You never see this guy on TV anymore, hear about him a lot. You know, he's been everywhere because they banned him. They tried to censor him. He gets out on talk radio and has his own TV system and still reaches a lot of people. But this guy is amazing. I've been watching him since I was in high school, hell, junior high, I guess, and loving, you know, what he said. I always liked it when he came on TV. But he's here. Well, this is your shorter segment, long segment coming up. You can go where you want to go, but you just laid out beautifully how they set us up, the authoritarian power grab. You want to get into how bad it's going to get if we don't turn around, or what we should do to turn this around right now?
Well, I think we can summarize how bad it's going to get with one word. We're all focused on the death of individuals, right? How many people, individual people, are dying because of the threat of the virus? The whole nation and our whole way of life dies if the actual attack, which is against our institutions, our character, our rights, and everything that makes us a free people and a nation, it's all gone. So the threat is the overthrow of our way of life. It disappears. So we have a choice. Once you see that, that choice is the same as the choice that would have faced you if you were, say you were a young person back in 1940, 1941, after the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, right? Is your first thought, the Japanese are threatening me, let me get a shelter in place, let me find a place to hide? How many of you felt that way after the 9/11 attacks? See, I know a lot of folks, and you know the first impulse was, you want to get out there and fight. So, once you begin to realize that we are being subject to an attack that intends to overthrow our way of life, and that they are using the virus to basically do what the threat of bullets and nuclear war and so forth and so on is supposed to do, make you so afraid that you simply surrender. That's what they want. Are we that people, so afraid that we'll just surrender? Always keeping in mind that we would have been defeated in every war we ever fought if Americans had looked at battlefields and said, oh, that's a dangerous place. I'll get killed on that battlefield. I'm not going. Don't include me in that. Count me out. Are we really that way now? Because the battlefield now, the home front now, is right here at home. And it's a direct, subtle, very well thought out attack on the institutions, but also the character that we need to maintain as a people. One example. The Constitution guarantees that we have the right of the people to assemble, right? We may freely assemble. They're not supposed to interfere with that. They're interfering with it all over the place. Does our politics really work if we don't get to assemble and talk to each other? If we don't get to have the gatherings where people can speak to us about what they offer, what they think, what their understanding is, so we can make rational, clear, common sense judgments about who really represents us and our best interest? Does it work if we can't gather in our churches, in our schools, in our homes, and talk about what we think is best for our neighborhood, for our community, for our country? Of course not. You introduce a permanent way of life that has us standing 6 feet apart, and you introduce us into a way of life that's going to put us 6 feet under the ground as a nation and as individuals if we dare to stand for our rights. So we have to look at that and say, wait a minute, battlefield is here, and we have to communicate it clearly right now. You know what our form of battle is right now? Getting back to work. And we need to make it very clear to the president and everybody else who is supposed to listen to us in the Congress and everywhere else, that we want to get back to work. Because that's the only way our way of life survives, and we have the courage to stand on this battlefield and fight for it. And getting back to work will be our way of fighting for it. And that we'll do it despite the danger. Right? They're not going to make us afraid anymore. And leave aside, I think, Alex, the fact that the little period in which we've been able to take stock of things, my main conclusion from that period is that even though the threat of the COVID-19 virus may be real if you just let it go unchallenged, the overall threat that is faced has been an engineered result, just like the virus itself may have been engineered in a laboratory by the Chinese in order to serve purposes that they share with people who include what used to be called fifth columnists. I hope people remember where that phrase comes from. It was because during the Spanish War, I think, you had one side was being attacked by the other side, and there were people working for the other side inside the city that was under siege, and that was referred to as the enemy's fifth column.
Well, you're absolutely right, Alan. Sorry, I had my mic open and was actually talking over you saying, hey, guys, pull up. The definition of fifth column. But I happen to have event 201, Bill and Melinda Gates with the UN and John Hopkins just last October, and the Disease X and the UN, and the whole thing pre-rigged, the Rockefeller Foundation saying they'll use the disease in the document lockstep to have a planetary takeover, and Bill and Melinda Gates tested what a coronavirus release would do to bring in world government, and Hillary Clinton, will play it next segment, said, use the virus for their global government aims. The new Secretary General of the UN said they'll use it for global government and, quote, deindustrialization of the West. I mean, they are openly saying all of this right now. It is insane.
Well, I think it's got to be a form of hubris. That is, excessive pride and arrogance, assuming that you have already won the victory. And they assume that, I think, because despite the fact that most of the people who have this happen, they've all forgotten that there used to be a most famous president, FDR, famous for saying, the only thing you have to fear is fear itself. He predicated that statement on the belief that once you made that clear to Americans, they were going to brush you aside because our whole country was built on the basis of risk.
Yeah, well, he said, time to man up. And he said, time to man up. It's time to kick ass. It's like, hell yeah, we're going to do it. That's all we need to hear is let's be tough and let's not be a butt. But no, instead of we're worshiping whimpering and fear and hyping everything up. That's why Bolsonaro is right. He said, screw this. This is a bunch of fear mongering. And they've only got 7,000 people dead if you even believe that.
Well, I think we have to start looking, first of all, at the specifics of our real situation. We took stock. And it's not nearly what they're claiming, though they are preparing us for a false rise in deaths when they get closer to the election. Everybody should wait for that one, because I
stay
think
there, exactly, because they're attributing people that die of anything as that. That's why it's all the blue states have all the deaths, because these are criminals that run them. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, affordable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. Most folks never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So to get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, affordable food, ready to get to you and your family now. If you get your orders in at ForStore.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
We're having a lot of internet outages the last few months because so many people are inside doing nothing but watching TV. And while we collapse the third world status, again, the third world is dying en masse. That's why I did that 10-minute rant about Jonathan Swift and the modest proposal about saying we're just let the Irish starve to death with our taxes and regulations. How about we just tell them to breed their babies up to age one and then sell them to gentlemen and ladies for dinner, little and recipes how to butcher them and eat them. And I explained all that and they did my rant. So fine, I'm not going to kill babies. I'll eat my neighbors.
Well, Governor Northam saying keep babies alive, sell their organs, keep them comfortable, that's okay. Because he's killing babies for real. I just say I'll eat my neighbors. They know it's satire. The media decides to not act like it's satire. Edit it down to a minute out of a 10-minute rant and say that I'm saying kill my neighbors. But it's the very same left that revels in abortion and now openly says they love to kill their babies as an act of power, an act of rebellion against God. That's all over the news. Oh, but suddenly I'm this brutal person that wants to do all this. And even days after I exposed all this, I haven't gotten to it yet. We'll do it after our guest leaves us. John Oliver went on HBO Sunday, 2 days after it was clear it was satire, all over the news it was satire. He played edited clips and said that I literally want to kill my neighbors, but that I should sell the Rolex watch that my dad gave me years ago. Well, actually, somebody stole the green Rolex my dad gave me like 10 years ago, and I went and bought another one. And I guess he's right. It was $8,000. It's like $15,000 now. But the point is, I should sell this before I kill my neighbors. You see, that's this whole idea that I was serious. These are very, very, very deceptive people, and people know they're deceiving, and so their audiences are getting smaller and smaller, so their answer is censorship, and now they actually say they want us physically shut down, Alan Keyes. How do you expect this fight to unfold as they try to keep America closed? Because I see them using the businesses and everybody to basically keep demanding the mask, keep demanding the symbol of slavery, keep the fear going, so that the depression worsens, even though those businesses themselves are destroying themselves by their virtue signal.
Well, see, I think they're actually doing what, as I understand it, can sometimes happen with a virus. A virus gets into your system, and because it takes time before the body develops a specific antibody for that virus, right? The virus gets into the cells. In this case, it might be the cells of the lung. And the body gets the signal from the cell that there's a nasty foreign thing going on in there. And it starts to react. And if it doesn't have a specific antibody, it will release a microphage, an antibody that just kills the cells, right? And so it comes in and it starts killing off the infected cells. But if you don't find that way of dealing with the infection fast enough to get a specifically designed antibody, what happens? It's going to kill more and more of the cells, and you're going to die because you don't find the so-called vaccine fast enough to overcome the damage that's being done to your lung or to your liver or to whatever part of the body the virus targets. And what they're fooling us with is the notion the panacea is the vaccine. How can the panacea be the vaccine if, and here's an assumption that I think we need to start thinking through at a strategic level. We're arguing over whether it was engineered. We know in the real world that it might have been. Let's assume for a moment, like good strategists have to when they're trying to save their country, that the enemy has the ability to engineer vaccines. And they've engineered a vaccine that was built on one that targets the lung tissue. You do realize, don't you, that the body has all different kinds of tissues. And that you could, in fact, design a vaccine that would target other parts of the body. And then you'd have to wait for another vaccine to deal with that problem. And another vaccine to deal with the next problem. You get my drift, right?
We're being walked into a permanent medical dictatorship. And that's why the cardinal sin now is to say, if you have enough zinc, these viruses can't even get in and replicate. If medical doctors are giving people IV vitamin C, they're being arrested, even though it's legal. If you tell people about vitamin D3, they say they're going to arrest you. If you tell people about topical silver, they say they're going to arrest you. There's no hope, only Bill Gates and this vaccine he's got coming for you.
Do you know what it reminds me of? I was thinking about this over the last little while. Do you know all this hand washing that we're doing? Where did that come from? It came from a guy named Ignaz Semmelweis, who introduced it first in his hospital back in 1847 and was immediately attacked by the medical establishment. He was eventually put in an insane asylum on false pretenses, apparently, and he ended up being brutally beaten to death, right? Because they didn't want this to get out. They had a stake in their money, hospitals, prestige, high positions in the world and respect and all of this, and they weren't willing to give in to the truth. So they didn't want to look at the facts, and they're pretending that that's science. Now, this guy Semmelweis, he didn't know why hand washing helped, because they hadn't gotten to the whole germ theory thing yet. He just knew that when he washed his hands, the patient survived, and when you didn't wash your hands, the patient died, right? Why are they so dead set against us taking that simple first step of all scientific things and take a look at the world and see what makes people better?
Cause and effect. I mean, hydroxychloroquine is known, and Bill and Melinda Gates funded it so Africa doesn't get it, and they've lost 500 million people to malaria, and now Madagascar doctors and the government certified the same stuff the British discovered with the Dutch 400 years ago to stop malaria. They're putting it out as a drink to the public, and the UN's trying to block it, saying, no, Africans and Madagascarans, you don't get this, and it's a known thing.
Well, see, what they're keeping us from doing, though, is looking at the provisions of nature, using our faculty of observation to make connections, and then moving ahead in ways that they themselves are now acknowledged to be safe. My favorite example is chlorine dioxide, popularly reviled as bleach, right? Hey, we want people to drink bleach. That's a lie from hell. Chlorine dioxide is well known to the FDA as being something that you can drink, so long as it's within certain safe limits, like most things that are devised for your health. Overdo it, do it in the wrong dosage, do it in the wrong way. We all take that risk all the time with most of the things that we take to sustain our health. In this particular case, however, they have actually approved it for use to disinfect water. Remember the president's famous question, Alex? Would it be possible that we could find something that would disinfect, meaning kill the virus, remove the virus, that would work inside the body? And they acted like, oh, that's outrageous. That's something we shouldn't even look at. Well, it's been happening.
Well, so we're going to go to break here like in a moment. Well, they even blocked Cedars-Sinai had a video out about when they were intubating people with non-UV light and how it was killing the virus and successful. YouTube took that down. And then we saw those doctors, medical doctors came out, and they took them down when they talked about hope.
Doesn't that tell you that their aim is not to deal with the death, but to evoke the fear so that they can exploit it? Because the first thing you do if you want to deal with the situation rationally is you find a way to stop people from dying because of what the virus is doing. Step number one. Step number two, you look for a way that is not just going to stop this virus and that virus, but stops a whole range of viruses.
That's right. They don't want any innovation, and they don't even want, why is it called gin and tonic? Because the tonic water contains quinine, which the British military confirmed blocks malaria. Now, I'm not selling this. I'm not, they'll go, Jones has a malaria drug, arrest him. This is how bullying they've gotten, where medical doctors have gone on air and said, yeah, I've given my patients this, it's working, and they threatened to arrest them.
Well, see, but there is one person in this country who could actually cut through these lies.
President Trump.
That's President Trump. Do you remember Thomas Jefferson, the Louisiana Purchase, and the famous Lewis and Clark expedition?
Yes.
Was that authorized by Congress or
no.
by law?
No.
No, because the president can take initiatives that fall under the rubric of providing necessary information for the good of the country. Getting to the facts.
Well, let's talk about what President Trump needs to do. I want to keep you 15 minutes to the next hour. I want to take calls. Toll-free number is 877-789-2539.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. immunityforlife.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I look into someone's eyes.
Remember, folks, if you're listening to us on AM and FM stations, it's so important to tell people, hey, the Man Show is on. Please tune in. Understand they're taking America down. It's a permanent depression, a permanent dictatorship. You've got to contact the president. He's got to take action, not just expose China, but expose the fifth column within the country. We're seeing more of that by the president's surrogates, but we need him to say it. There's only a few months left maximum to be able to turn this around, in my view. I think Alan Keyes is right on that. We've had so much traffic to Bandod Video that the live streaming breaks up a lot. And we've got some big companies that we pay a lot of money to have it work. And I don't know if it's internal sabotage at those places or what it is. I'm going to fire up my cell phone today, some backups, just where the live stream should be on the front page of Bandod Video doesn't work anymore, because effectively that's what it's becoming. Right now the archive videos from the live show are up, so this whole Alan Keyes incredible interview will be posted there. We had to build our own infrastructure. I'm not complaining. It's just a very, very hard fight here. That's why you should take all these videos and re-upload them to Twitter, Facebook, Google, short clips, long clips. Do whatever you can. Go get a... you're a business owner. Go get a streaming service. Decide how many streams you want to pay for and restream our stuff. It's all free to air. We're on the satellite free to air to TV and radio stations. And we just want folks to pick it up because we're in a fight. And it takes money to do this. So get your products at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the best wearable foods. They're still available, but the demand's gone up so much they may have to hit a pause again and taking new orders to make sure they got out all the old orders, but they're actually ahead of schedule with all the craziness. politically be involved, try to turn things around, but also get prepared because the globalists want to take over, shut the economy down, remove Trump, and then really shut it down under a new virus threat that's going to come back after the election, before the election, and then fully, as the Marxist-Leninists do, starve us into total political submission. So getting prepared now, moving to rural areas now in case we lose, absolutely growing a garden, getting portable food, getting firearms to protect yourself, and having neighbors you can trust, getting close to God's the paramount thing, because this is the 21st century authoritarianism, corporate allied global systems with the Chi-Coms in Hollywood, the blue cities, the blue states making their move, Cloward and Piven trying to bring down the country. This is Fifth Column 100%. In fact, I meant to start the show today defining Fifth Column, and then Alan Keyes brought it up, because Fifth Column is the watchword. It is the keystone. It is the skeleton key. It opens up the locks. So InfoWarsStore.com, get your new 5G shirts, Kill. Get your new products that have come in, like the krill oil that's the best fish oil you're going to find out there. It's back in stock and 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And get it while you can, because we're already having our top flight manufacturers say, things are so broke down here, things are so crazy, we've got five different suppliers, that it's going to be longer to get your products, and some of them might just shut down. Because, sure, we're ordering product, but a lot of their others aren't ordering product because people are scared and aren't investing to buy product, and so these companies are folding. And in just a few months, Alan Keyes was talking about that, you will see the chain reaction. In fact, all the numbers say this, Alan. We're already in the biggest global depression by any metric, and it'll be sustained and I think irreversible for a long time if it's not turned around. So what is your warning when you say just a few months, and what does President Trump need to do?
Well, the first thing he needs to do is remind the American people that we're a people of courage and that we shouldn't base our policies on cowardly surrender to the threat, whatever form that surrender takes, and shutting down our economy beyond the point needed to assess the situation. That can be helpful sometimes, so I didn't oppose that idea. But now we've assessed the situation, and we need to move forward. The other thing that he really needs to do is make sure, if you're asking people to courageously face the threat, make sure that you have opened up every avenue that's going to equip them to take that courageous stand while taking the steps that are necessary to defend themselves. And those steps in this case are not get a rifle, shoot somebody, and so forth. No, get the information you need in order to start mobilizing yourself using things that are already available that will help you strengthen your immune system, but that will also directly affect this threat. And finally, just like the Lewis and Clark expedition, if you find things that are promising and where direct observation shows that they are going to have a positive effect, for instance, on this particular virus, don't wait for a vaccine. Find those things so that people who are having breathing problems are going to be relieved of those breathing problems because you've found a way to super oxygenate the blood and kill the virus at the same time.
I want to take some phone calls here for former UN Ambassador Alan Keyes. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. But what about the Fifth Column? The Democratic Party, Washington Post headline, Xi Jinping must destroy Trump to save America. I know all these Harvard people, 90% of them, all the leftists actually hate America, have disdain for it. They love dictatorships. They believe they're going to get a filthy seat at the table, and they're just demonic individuals. How does the president deal with that? I see more and more top people coming out saying, Fifth Column, Chi-Com collaborators, people are finally getting it.
Well, see, I have to confess, Alice, I don't think the president can deal with that. The president has to deal with the things he has the power to deal with, and the people have to deal with the things they have the power to deal with. Now, let me see. We have a government of, by, and for the people. We have constitutional rights. We have rights endowed by God that put us in a position where, for the first time in the history of the world, we have released the deep energy of human initiative and self-responsibility that then powered our country to become the greatest country in the history of mankind. And they're threatening to overturn all of that by pushing us out of the way and establishing the very kinds of dictatorships that have destroyed human hopes throughout the world, throughout history, and especially in the course of the last century, century and a half. And we're going to let them do it? I think the American people will take care of that, provided that we don't have any shenanigans with the next election. These guys are going to lose that election. They're going to lose it badly. Because most people in this country like America.
But they're
like
trying
America,
to do the mail-in
we like
fraud.
Being Americans, and we're not ready to become subjects of Xi Jinping or any other communist tyrant.
No, I agree, but they're making their move. They failed in the Russiagate. They failed in the Ukraine gate.
Enemies attack, Alex. Enemies attack all the time. The fact that the enemy attacks you is just the first part of the war. We are now on the front lines of the battles to fight back. We concentrate all our energy, first of all, on making that fight, putting together the strategy and following through on it. And I say from President Trump's point of view, the first part of the strategy is to remind people of their courage and then equip that courage by freeing them to explore alternatives to the Bill Gates imposed routine of sitting around waiting for Godot, meaning the vaccine's going to save you. No, it's not. That's a lie. The vaccine's going to make you dependent on the next vaccine and the next vaccine and the next vaccine. We need to be looking for ways that on a broad spectrum attack the problem that they can engineer us to death with because of the technologies that now exist. And don't tell me I have to prove that it happened. No, a strategist doesn't wait to prove that they're killing us because the only way to prove it is to die.
Well, that's right. You can see the whole rollout, all the preparation, all the programming, the lockstep. They actually admit they're doing all of this, and Fauci has been caught doing all this. So Trump's got to figure out a way. Well, I'm actually up here with the guy that transferred this to the Wuhan lab, so we know it's the globalists with China. Trump just has to come right out and expose Fauci.
Well, let me see. If Donald Trump comes forward with a way of defeating the virus that we're dealing with without having to wait for the vaccine. What do you think that will do?
Well, no, he's known that. That's why when he talks about light therapy or why when he talks about zinc.
Well, but I would argue that he needs to start putting muscle behind that because he has the ability to do it. He needs to start looking for the people.
No, you're right. The globalists get so pissed when he tries to look for a solution. They don't want him to have a solution because
they don't get in his way. They can't get in his way. He's the president of the United States.
I agree.
He has the initiative to do these things. And this is an initiative that is in the service of the common good as much as exploring Louisiana was in the service. The Louisiana Purchase.
And let me stop you again. The idea that the president can't have people up there and investigate and give hope and have a scientist from Homeland Security on.
Yes, he can.
No, I know he can, but they try to beat him over the head saying he can't. It's so obvious that they're the villains.
President Trump doesn't strike me as a guy who's going to be intimidated by toughs beating him over the head with verbal assurances or verbal lies and so forth. He's going to look for the truth when he finds it, etc. And what he's going to insist on right now is that the American people have the freedom to explore the truth. Just the way Semmelweis was exploring the truth. He made an observation. If you do this, people are saved. People can make the observation. There are people all over the world by the hundreds and thousands. If we took this and it saved us from this, that, and the other thing. Then you organize folks who can systematically see what is going on, verify that it happened. That's the first thing. Because once you verify that it's happening that way and doing so safely, then you go ahead and use it. Then you have somebody go into the lab.
Well, that's what Trump did. We got to go to break. That's what Trump did last year with the right to try with people that are dying of terminal stuff can try experimental drugs. We'll be right back with a few phone calls with Alan Keyes. Then Gerald Celente takes over. Infowars.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.